Oh my God. I'm so sorry, sir. I didn't hear you come in just now. I was just reading this book. Yeah, that's all. I absolutely was not asleep on the job at all. No, I wasn't, I swear. Just smell really nice, and I was making sure that the new book smell hadn't disappeared yet. You know that smell when you open a new book and it smells really good? Yeah. But where are my manners? I'm Jenny, the assistant librarian. Oh, no, the head librarian isn't in very often. She's very busy, I think. But I can help you with whatever you need. Is there something in particular you're looking for? Fantasy, thriller, maybe something nonfiction? We have an extensive collection of encyclopedias and history books. Many of them are academic texts, so they'd be great for research papers. Really? Oh, I love that series. Yeah. Oh, he wrote a new one? Oh, that's exciting. I hate to say it, but this library doesn't get the traffic it needs to justify brand new books. We mostly rely on donations. You think I'm cute when I ramble about books? Oh, thank you. I just really like working here. I mean, who wouldn't? You're surrounded by all the most romantic, wonderful and intellectual books we could possibly get our hands on. My personal recommendation? Well, what exactly are you looking for? Romance? Really? Oh, no. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. I just wasn't expecting someone like you to be lacking in that department. I just mean you're quite cute. Is your girlfriend looking for that series? I'm sure she'd love it. You're not seeing anyone? That's right. Recommendations, of course. Well, Ruby Dixon's Ice Planet Barbarians is really popular right now. It's actually one of my favorites. It's a little unconventional because it's sci-fi, but it's really hot and really romantic at the same time. It's a lot of fun. Wow, I didn't know you were so well versed. It's actually quite charming. Yes, I'm sure I am blushing. Yeah, come with me. I can show you the romance section, and we can see if I can find the books you're looking for. Yeah, it's a pretty big library. I can't remember if anyone's still here, but theft has never been much of a problem. People usually just pick up a book and start reading it in one of the nooks around. I even had to wake some people up when they inevitably fell asleep. Yeah, I suppose I would be included in that list of people. But you wouldn't tattle on little old me, would you? Thanks. Sorry if I'm being too forward. I just feel like there's a connection between us. If that's not too bizarre of me to say. Maybe I've been reading too many romance novels, or I'm still half asleep, or maybe this is just some lifelike dream conjured up by my overactive, hopeless romantic's brain, and I'm still drooling into that book. You can prove that I'm awake. What do you mean? You're getting really close. Is there something on my face, or... that was unexpected. No, a good unexpected. I liked it. Yeah, your lips are so soft against mine. Can we try it again? Just for research. I have to know what the characters are feeling, and maybe we can feel that together. I've never been kissed like this before. Only in books and stories. I think I'd experience something so... so real. Please, kiss me again. Just like that. Push me against the bookshelf. It's bolted to the floor. You can be as rough as you want against it. God. Oh, your hands are softly running along my sides. I really want you. Yeah, I do. But we're kind of in the middle of the library. Come on, take my hand. I know a section that doesn't get a lot of action, so to speak. I know it's a little coincidental that the erotic fiction section doesn't get a lot of action, but you're about to. And two forward. Good. I mean, because I've gone from wanting you to needing you. Here. Let me trace my fingers down your chest, along your stomach, and under your shirt. I love feeling this spot. Tummy touching is extremely underrated, in my opinion. And yours is wonderful. Let me lift up the shirt and off it goes. Wow. Sorry, I just got shy again. Seeing you so vulnerable and leaning against a shelf of smutty books. Let me just get closer and kiss along this belly. And up this chest. Mm-hmm. description in a book do you justice. Now, let me go a little lower. Undo this belt and hook my fingers into your waistband before I yank down these pants. You're nice and hard for me already. Is that a drop of pre-cum sucking into your underwear? No, don't be embarrassed. It's delicious. Let me feel up along your thighs while I suck on the soaked part of your underwear. Wow, you're twitching. I'm technically not even touching you directly yet. How wonderful. It's so much hotter than any of the books that I've read. And I've read a lot of books. I think it's time I freed him. Wow. Magnificent. It's perfect. You're perfect. Can I put it in my mouth? Please? Good. Let me start by slowly licking up from the base all the way to the tip. Sucking you in. You taste amazing, baby. Is it all right that I call you that? Baby? Good. I love pet names. Not the ones they use in books. It'd be so boring and overcomplicated. I wanna call you darling. Prince. Monk, my angel. Ma chérie. Love. My sweetness. Pet names don't need to be complicated. They just have to convey the right emotion. And fuck. I need to show you how special this is to me. I want to see. And just how far I can take you. All the way down my throat. I haven't tried a whole lot. Somehow, I feel comfortable enough with you. Put your hands in my hair. So sweet of you. Hold my hair back like that. Now, let me suck and worship this cock. With my hot, wet mouth and tight throat. It's like my throat is molding to your cock. I love the way you trace your fingers down my face and neck. I plunge this cock down. Again. And again. Fuck. You're getting close. You spun me around, and now you're the one standing over me against the bookshelf. You don't want to come yet? Yeah. if you insist on pleasuring me, I certainly won't deny you. No, I do like it. Oh, please. Please touch me. I'm just sensitive. It's been so long. Yeah, lay your hands on me. Slowly unbuttoning my blouse. And teasing me so much with every button you undo. Oh, your fingers grazing against the skin you expose. You like the lacy red bra I have on? I've fantasized about something like this. Someone handsome and romantic coming into the library and, yeah, touching me through my bra. Oh, just like that. And just after I sucked and deep-throated his cock. Yeah, maybe it is like an erotic novel after all. Kissing along the cups. Oh, just rip it off already and stop teasing me. Oh, please. Just like that. You went straight for my nipples. Careful, they're really sensitive, especially when you. Oh God. Oh, suck on them like that. Oh my God. Oh, please don't stop. I can get myself getting close just from me playing with my tits like that. I can feel your knee pressing against my pussy. Oh, only separated by a thin pair of panties. Oh, I'm glad I wore a skirt today. I'm gonna rub myself against you while you worship my breasts. Please, you have to shut me up. Use your hand, put it over my mouth. You don't care. Right. You're not done, are you? But shouldn't we take this somewhere else? What if? No! I love it. I don't think I can possibly keep quiet when you're so deep inside me. We face each other. Oh, my back. Pressed against all these slutty books. Oh, God. Yes, please, keep going. Kiss me. Kiss me to shut me up. False alarm. Hey. I didn't say. Oh god. Oh my god, you're so hard. Oh, thrusting into me. You're making my tits jiggle. With each of your hands. Here. Oh, let me wrap my arms around your neck and kiss you again. Oh. Yeah, suck in my tongue. Oh. Shaking. I can barely stand up. That was incredible. No wonder these authors could never truly capture that feeling. It's indescribable. You're indescribable. No, I guess it doesn't make much sense. I described you plenty. No, I don't think anyone's left in here. But holding the moan is so hot, isn't it? Yeah, I'm a bad girl. But I'm still a librarian. Those are the rules. No being loud in the library. So, I know what we did was really spontaneous, but I really like you, and I think we have a lot in common. So, do you want my number? I know, you just came inside me. I'm still shy. So what? Do you want my number or not? Good. And for right now, I just want to feel you next to me as we sit down on the floor here, leaning against these bookshelves. Thank you. Or, I don't know. coming in here and talking to me. And for fucking my brains out. Seriously, thanks. I think I needed someone just like you. And I got him right here.